Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. So if you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and MobiusStripPress.com, you will find a plethora of information. I have my presentation slides that I use out there for those who want to learn about the solution and the strategy of initiating Republic Review. You can just kind of read through the slides. And below that is also some other content, video, and so forth. The real thing I want to impress upon you and going to reclaimingtherepublic.org is that video I've talked about, that presentation, which I call an academic presentation of what we have to do and the only way we're going to be able to fix this problem. And as I think about this, I go, you know, there's a lot of stupid videos out there that a lot of people, you know, just repeat over and over and watch and so forth. And I can't understand why such an educational video that will change your paradigm and give you the perspective that you need in taking back this republic and in fighting this tyrannical Leviathan that we're facing. I would think that this thing would go viral, understanding that there's millions and millions of patriots, because once a couple of patriots watch it, I couldn't understand why they wouldn't forward it to everybody unless they really didn't take away from it the level and the magnitude of the impact that will happen when we begin auditing the federal government against the Constitution. And so if you've watched the video and you don't think that it, you know, if there's something I'm missing, if there's something I need to include, because it's been a couple of years since I, you know, worked all of that into a 30-minute presentation. It used to be an hour and plus, and getting it to be as concise as that and as packed as that, because it is a pretty meaty presentation. I don't know what I'm missing, but if you've watched it and you think I need to put something else or cut some stuff out, then let me know, because I am going to be doing a few 5-minute and 2 or 3 minute videos as well to kind of just be the teasers to get people to, you know, take the time. I mean, if I promised you that you would become a well-to-do, or actually a person with riches, if you watch that 30-minute video, I will tell you that you would become a person blessed with all types of riches if you watch that video. Not the monetary and the intrinsic value type of riches that most people seek. The riches that I speak of are the riches of liberty and the blessings that come from living in a true liberal society where you have the ability to do whatever it is you want to do as long as you're responsible and accountable for what you do. And so with that, I would just ask that you go to the Take Action page on reclaimingtherepublic.org and give that thing a gander and give me some feedback. I mean, please, what am I missing? Because I think we've gotten, and this has been a couple of times we've posted this up here, and I think in this rendition, we've got maybe 400 views on it, and I'm going, so maybe it's missing something. I get it. 30 minutes may take some time to watch, but I mean, how much time do you waste, you know, on social media, and how much time do you waste in, you know, your sitcoms and so forth? I am guaranteeing you, and if you don't believe that, you know, when you walk away, that you feel shorted, that I did not provide you the information you needed and what we need to do to take this country back, then call me. Call me out here on the national stage. As long as you, you know, abide by those 3 C's, you know, keep it confidential, keep it civil, and keep it concise, we're good. Call me out. Anyway, I'm still in Facebook jail, and so I can't be throwing out posts and information and sharing them with other pages until the Facebook Politburo has basically felt that I have served my sentence. So hopefully, I think in a couple of more days, I'll be able to do that. But if you really want to send them the message of, you know, sticking it to them, putting your finger in their eye, by all means, send me a friend request and like my pages, Mobius Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic. For some reason, they do not like it when I share those posts from my Mobius Strip Press page and so forth. Anyway, for those who are chomping at the bit that are coming to this clarity on religious freedom and whether it's protected under the Constitution, I'm still offering a set of books for somebody to call so that we can have kind of this discussion of your paradigm of religious freedom and what, you know, what was the concept of the time of the day they wrote that or the Bill of Rights shortly right after the Constitution and so forth. Getting into kind of the genre or milieu of the day and what you're seeing in the news over the past week and so forth, because there's a lot of people that are really fed up with the Purell idiots and the tools for the progressive agenda that happen to have bad acne and they're completely constitutionally illiterate. But anyway, in my neck of the woods, they have these things called Lincoln Day dinners. And actually in two counties around me, there was the effort to auction off AR-15s as a fundraiser for the good folks in this area. And I was just absolutely amazed that the progressives were actually able to shame the GOP into not offering those AR-15s. And instead of taking a constitutional position and instead of becoming reactionary, you know, they are instead of actually, you know, going down an academic path, they just became reactionary and said, we can't give them food because this is an election year. And I'm going, I don't like this. I do not like political correctness. As a matter of fact, I think what needs to happen when somebody kind of tries to shame you over something that is clearly a constitutional right, then you should roll up the Constitution into a fine little straw and poke them in the eye with it and tell them, you know, the day you have 2/3 of both houses and 3/4 of the states to change that the right shall not be infringed, that we will all be able to bear arms, then until you can change that, just shut up. The problem has nothing to do with the Second Amendment or our right to bear arms. The problem has everything to do with morality and the social engineering that you've been ramming down our throats for half a century, actually more than that. And so, I mean, you have to take the narrative back and you have to poke them in the eye and say, this has nothing to do with the fact that we've got guns and how many guns we have. Nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that we've raised up an immoral nation. And so there is no compunction and no second thought to what these juveniles are doing. So anyway, in moving forward, though, I noticed that there's a call for boycotting Laura Ingraham. And I'm all for standing up and calling for and calling upon economic measures against those who are seeking to do harm. And so here's a marketing perspective that I want you to cogitate, you know, ruminate on while we go into the break here, because I'm almost there. There are, as far as I'm concerned, plenty of evidence. The youthful communists are coming out of our education system. As a matter of fact, the problem is our education system and the engineering by these nefarious people that have been colluding with government, these people being the secular progressives. And so I believe that we need to starve and literally tear apart our education system and build it back up from the ground up. We need to start instituting those things that made this country great, and those things being prayer, bringing back the Bible, and ensuring that every child is instilled with some level of morality before we get down to this path of full debauchery and everybody being entitled to make themselves feel good on the train or wherever they are in public, because we're all about indulging our own base instincts and interests. Anyway, I've got the heartbreak, so I will take this up after the break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. The This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hey, folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
And so as I was going into the break, I was basically talking about, and actually backing up what this young juvenile that has reached his pinnacle of infamy regarding taking our guns and so forth. And so, again, putting it into a marketing perspective and putting that spin on it, I mean, the youthful communists that are coming out of our education system today, It's clear that they've been engineered by, again, these nefarious people who've been colluding with government because government is driving this curriculum. And because government is driving this curriculum, we're having to deal with the ramifications and the byproduct of their crappy education. And as a matter of fact, let me digress for a quick second. I was talking to my nephew who was out visiting this week, actually, and he has a cleaning business, goes into businesses and so forth and does the cleaning and so forth. And the reason that his cleaning business is doing well is because most companies can't hire people that are willing to do that kind of work. And he even has that same problem, you know, so when he gets good people, he, you know, has to kind of make sure they're taken care of. And so I asked him, I go, well, there's some colleges that are close by. Don't you have any luck with the colleges out there? And he goes, absolutely not. Those kids want to be paid for doing nothing. They believe they're entitled and they can't find a kid willing to work out of these campuses where there's thousands of kids there. They can't find a kid willing to work for an honest wage. They think that they're entitled to much better and they should be paid for doing nothing. And so he's had nothing but problems with those. Very rarely does he find any. And I'm thinking back in my day, were you the same? Did you not know that anybody, I mean, weren't you one of those persons who were willing to do anything and everything and put in the sacrifices so that you could get ahead and have some money and have a better life and be able to provide better for your family than your parents? And isn't that just a natural thing? And look at what our education system is doing. This is rotting us to the core. And so there seems to be a real search for collusion in the news lately, especially with the Trump administration and China. And I'm telling you, the collusion is smacking us in the face from our education system. We have gotten the same results had we sent our children off to Russia and China, that they would have come back and become enemies of this state and enemies of our Constitution. So what the heck's going on? Can somebody please explain this to me? Why are we allowing ourselves to create generations that are going to dismantle and destroy the greatest republic ever created on the face of the earth? These countries like China, Russia, and all these secular progressives want to see the demise of our constitutional republic. There's no doubt in my mind. And so again, in a marketing perspective, you do not need to see the overwhelming requirement that if we do not act soon enough, people who have been taught this tyrannical model will soon be taking away our liberties and subjugating us to live how they believe is best. And if you don't, or you want to get a glimpse of that and you don't want to kind of go down that path, obviously Republic Review is the path to go. But that future look, just look at Venezuela. And I ask you to consider how life would be here if we were living there. And so, you know, in using those words of the infantile brat, David Hoggs, and I mean that because obviously he has no understanding of the Constitution and law. Like you can just get up there and demand that they get rid of, because apparently he is so illiterate about the Constitution, him and his fellow communists, that they don't understand that it requires 2/3 of both houses to pass an amendment to get to the states. Or if he would rather, and he probably would rather, see the catastrophic event of actually having a convention of states where they try to amend the Constitution, and then we just literally end up probably damaging the Constitution far more than they intended or anybody could imagine. But back into using this brat's words, when he was claiming that the parents have truly failed us. Well, I truly believe that parents have truly failed us with this upcoming generation from entrusting our future to the insidious education system and not standing up and ensuring that their children were taught with truth, moral, and values. And so what is the narrative here? That we have to control ourselves more, 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 more? So that they can do whatever it is that they want to and get away with, so that they can act like adults in elementary and junior high by identifying themselves as some transgender or whatever sexual gratification that they choose to think is best for them at that very immature and inappropriate age. I mean, come on. What are we allowing our education system to doing to us? We have to stop this. Sadly, I will bet that the parents of this offensive child are probably proud of him, and all the others getting up there, oh, you did so good. Yeah, you're going to rip away the liberties of all these evil people. I'm telling you, acorns don't fall far from the tree, folks. And when you look at somebody and you see what they're doing, I'm going to guarantee you that you will find that that person probably has a very similar upbringing at home. With that, my friends, as you continue to allow this government and secular progressive agenda to go unchecked, you and I will continue to be pushed into despotism and ultimately a complete loss of our liberties and our Constitution. I don't believe any of us want this. And I truly believe that if you just get smart, remember my three idioms or my three sayings, reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. So the problem is that middle part, getting equally informed. Go watch that video, read the content, and understand what this Constitution is. That way you have that level of information you need. Second, that knowledge is power, and if we actually focus that power that we each possess, then we can actually start working together. And then thirdly, in working together, because truly the fountain of power in politics comes from the people, if we work together, we can direct those who are in public service. Our public servants will stand up and do those things that are necessary, not whether these juvenile idiots don't know any better because they weren't taught any better. And again, their indictment goes to our education system. To call for a remembrance of our rule of law and the threshold requirements to changing the Constitution must be brought up constantly. And it's a sad day when we do not hear that even from Fox News. We do not hear that from any of the news media. They're not standing up and saying, hey, the Constitution doesn't allow this type of movement. It does not allow the going to and fro by the whims of these juveniles or democracy, if that's what you want to say. In light of every case of public outcry, I would love to see a real leader that could actually stand up, a true constitutional leader. And what I'd love to see Trump do in front of this and speak like no other president we have had in the past century, I would like to see him and remind people about our Constitution and the constitutional processes that are required for us to make changes. I'd love to see a call for a remembrance of the rule of law and the threshold requirements in changing this Constitution as well. And so with that, I'm going to actually go in. Have you ever read George Washington's farewell address? I mean, here was truly a great statesman who absolutely hit the nail on the head in his farewell address. A little backstory before I go into the hard break. Washington wasn't sure he wanted to serve another term, and he realized he had to because everybody, you know, there was so much bickering going on that by the time it came up, he actually did. And so prior to that, he actually had Madison write his farewell address, and then he kind of glossed over it. Supposedly, Alexander Hamilton assisted in his second one, but I truly believe that his farewell address that was absolutely published and that he delivered was the one that Madison gave him, and I can give you some insights on that as soon as we get back from this break. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcasts. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive of businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Yes, they are. And actually, before I get into finishing that backstory, I just want you to understand, radio stations that you listen to in your car and your home and what have you, they have a requirement to broadcast because it takes energy, it takes money. And so for a radio station to want to pick up a talk show like this, you have to provide them with hard breaks and commercials. And so for them to actually be able to make money off of said content that you are providing. And so if you don't know how to support me, then one of the things you can do is you can contact your local conservative talk show
broadcaster, AM, FM, or whomever, and say, hey, you need to pick this guy up because he's teaching about republicanism and he actually has the only solution that will save our Constitution Republic. He doesn't just happen to insult his callers and, you know, think really high of himself, because in all humility, I don't. I don't know anybody else that can say that they've really got the actual solution. So anyway, let me move on to Washington's backstory. So there was a biography that was done by Ron Chernow on Alexander Hamilton, and he was claiming that Alexander Hamilton had written Washington's farewell address. And I have some problems with that, because some of the things within this farewell address actually speak against some of the arguments that Hamilton used when he started backstepping away from his Federalist Papers, when he started assuming implied powers. Because clearly within Washington's address, there is no even relationship to implied powers at all. I mean, I challenge you to go through there and look at that. I believe that these truly were Madison's words that Washington kind of smoothed. And anyway, in paragraph 16, Washington clearly says, to the efficacy and permanency of your union, a government for whole is indispensable. No alliance, however strict, between the parts can be an adequate substitute. They must be inevitably experienced and the infractions and interruptions which all alliances in all times have experienced. Sensible of this truth, you have improved upon your first essay by the adoption of a constitution, that first essay being the Articles of Confederation, of a constitution of government better calculated than your former for an intimate union and for the efficacy management of your common concerns. This government, the offspring of our own choice, uninfluenced and unawed, adopted upon full investigation and mature deliberation, completely free in its principles, in the distribution of its powers, uniting security and with energy, and containing within itself a provision for its own amendment that has a just claim to your confidence and your support, and your support, respect for its authority, compliance with its law, acquiesce in its measures, are duties enjoined by the fundamental maxims of true liberty. The basis of our political system is the right of the people to make and to alter their constitutions of government. But the constitution which at any time exists till changed by an explicit and authentic act by the whole people is sacredly obligatory upon all. The very idea of the power and the right of the people to establish government presupposes the duty of every individual to obey the established government. Was that not something that should be said today? And so if you go on to his last comment about this fact, and this is in paragraph 26, he says, if, in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation. This is exactly what they've been doing and what this punk wants to do today. For through this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. The precedent must always greatly overbalance impermanent evil any partial or transient benefit which the use can at any time yield. And so, what powerful words did George Washington speak, and what a lack of leadership that we're getting. So I usually say this before, but let me say this now. When you read the words of the framers, when you read these source documents, when they talk about our Constitution, our mores of our society, and, you know, how we're to behave, all of these source documents, I would ask you, are the words of those source documents and those authors, are they deceitful? Or are the words that we have been taught from our progressive education system and the progressive colleges and professors, lawyers, politicians, and bureaucrats, the words of deceit? Who's lying to us? And I will tell you that these young, impressionable minds had no opportunity to have an objective and an open and free education. These kids are being brainwashed and inculcated into the secular progressive paradigm, and they really believe that they have to act out in this tyrannical fashion, or actually this in this form of anarchy and creating chaos, so that from chaos can come full control, because that's the mechanism that they use and that's what they end up doing. And so what I would do if I were president, I would call upon the states to dismantle the Leviathan of federal tyranny. Why? Because it is only the state's power and responsibility. It is clear within the instrument or the Constitution itself that only the states have the ultimate say over what the federal government can do and what it can't do. So as the president of the United States, I've just made myself president for a quick second here. And as the president, I would literally be stumping and calling upon each of the states to gather together and to clearly delineate all of these unconstitutional things that that this federal government is doing, and you determine whether we should be doing them or not. If you think we should, and this goes into my flow chart of Republic Review, if you really think that we should be doing this, you got to make sure that you have at least 38 states that agree. If you don't, then it's futile for us to even consider trying to amend the Constitution. So as you put up the Department of Interior, as you put up the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Justice, the Department of Commerce, and all of these unconstitutional departments, all 12 of them, then you would basically have to determine whether you have 38 states. Because if you have 13 states that say, no, we don't like that, that's a bad thing, it's gone. Then the states need to dictate to the federal government, you know, whether they think it should just be quickly dissolved within a expeditious fashion, or whether they need to slowly transition some of the things that that department is doing back to each of the individual states. I will tell you there's lots of duplication, and I will tell you that there probably isn't much other than content and other things. But I'll tell you what, the day we close down the Department of Justice and go in and get all those files is the day we can probably have some true justice in identifying who the culprits and criminals are and be able to try them for treason. And I believe we can make some rope. I think we still have the manufacturing capability of making some rope and actually seeking justice for all of those who've not only perverted but have actually been treasonous to this great republic of ours. Anyway, I would also demand the Congress, I would also demand the Congress clearly calls out how they and the federal government for centuries have been violating the Constitution, and that they will never do it again, and that the Congress calls upon the states to create the barriers necessary that the original states failed to do per Madison's suggestion, per Hamilton's suggestion, and per many of the framers' suggestions, that strict demarcation of parchment was not going to be enough, that the states needed to erect barriers to keep the federal government in check. And in that process, then the federal government, whenever it wants to make an EO by the president or a ruling by the Supreme Court, the states actually have a purview over that and say, you know what? We look at this as you creating a new power, and we don't think that's within the Constitution. I think you have to come to us in an amendment process to do that, right? Yeah, that's exactly how the contract was sold back then, and we're still sticking to the contract. We do not want to be thrown to and fro by sheer tyranny and monarchy, despotism, and or a dictator, which is what a lot of these people want. They want a benevolent dictator, and I couldn't think of anything worse for such a great and prosperous nation that had done so well under the umbrella of liberty. And so, as I can see, I've kind of come up to my next hard break, which is there for your local radio station to be able to make money by pulling in this content for them to air in your local area, because there's a good chance that you may not be able to hear this on your local radio station. And what a great, powerful message this would be in building the republic, in teaching republicanism, and how we can save our Constitution. If you think so, then call your local stations. But anyway, let me go and listen to our sponsors for a quick second, and we'll be right back.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states, in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
And so we've had such a, I'll say, a catastrophic failure of leadership in this country for a very long time. And it has been really managers managing the agendas that meet the needs of either the indolent or businesses and so forth. Because when you look at regulations, whether they be in the states or in the federal government, they actually are creating regulations that favor
businesses over you, the people. It's kind of like some of these rules. Just today, swapping out the tires, moving from studded tires to regular tires. There's these policies and laws now that state that if your TPSM, if you have a TPSM car, and they're going to be putting tires on your car, if your TPSM device does not work, then they are required to have it fixed and repaired when they change out your tires. Well, now, who does that serve? Well, that sure serves the business in making them gouge you for more money, because near as I can tell, we successfully drove around this nation and around the world without TPSM for decades and decades and decades. I mean, we did just fine without it, but now you have to have it. And so those types of regulations and policies, whether they be state or federal, are literally designed to take money from you and give it to businesses, because businesses know that if you're given the choice, you will probably not necessarily spend it on that nice little luxury of, you know, oh, your tire's a little off, a little deflated or a little overinflated. So being what it is, we've had a failure of leadership for a very, very long time within this country. And if you look at it, there have been lots of times and opportunities when the president or Congress should have stepped up when things were, you know, not being done right. I can think of one, which was Plessy v. Ferguson at the end of the 19th century, when the Supreme Court ruled on Plessy v. Ferguson. That was basically the separate but equal ruling that institutionalized racism. And I truly believe that if I had a good president of the people stood up and said, hey, look, we're not going to stand here and allow the Supreme Court to make a ruling like this in trying to argue for racism. We believe all people were created equal and all should have equal opportunity and so forth, instead of allowing institutionalized racism to move forward. It's the same thing with religion. The Supreme Court had made rulings on religion. Mark Erbach, who's running for governor in Georgia, wrote a great book called Believe. I think he's something like, we needed a third great awakening as a subtitle to that. But if you read that book, he actually identifies the cases where the Supreme Court literally violated our individual liberties of religious expression based on the unconstitutional ruling by the Supreme Court that there needs to be a wall of separation. What they did by bringing in an unofficial document that was written as a personal letter from President Jefferson, to the Danbury Baptists, what they did was they instilled into our government and law a personal opinion of a president, which had nothing to do with the contract, which means that the Supreme Court violated the Constitution because they didn't go through the states and say, hey, Thomas Jefferson wrote this. Do you think it's okay that we abide by this? Because only the states have that power. And that's how the Supreme Court overreached its bounds once again. And in doing so, they started basically using that wall of separation as a tool to make us a godless secular nation. And prior to that, though, as we started weaning ourselves away from, or actually becoming tolerant towards, secular progressivism, atheism, and all these other things, we started allowing the barn door to swing open and stay open, because that's when the atheists, the Satanists, and all these other people started coming out of the woodwork, right? Do you really believe that the framers would have allowed, by freedom of religion in their definition, would have allowed Satanism and Luciferism and atheism to thrive? No, they would have outlawed that. They would have said, I'm not in this state. Go create your own state and go create your own country. Because this country was not based on debauchery and those types of things. It was based on natural law. And I truly believe if you read the documents, you'll come to that exact same conclusion, that these people were of high moral character and they understood the evils of these types of things. And if you're one that has a propensity towards those types of things, I've probably insulted you. But you cannot change the genetic code of a person, just like you cannot change the genetic code of this nation. And this nation's genetic code was based upon Christianity. A lot of people don't like that. sorry, don't kill the messenger, but the facts are the facts, and you can't obscure them. Well, they've been obscured for years and years, and they've actually been obfuscated, and there's been all sorts of misinformation that has been promulgated through the school system. But that being said, I am just telling you that you cannot deny the facts once you actually find them and start reading them from the source documents. So anyway, as a good president, I think, and as good Congress leaders, whether they be majority leaders or what have you, I think it is their duty and obligation to step up and say, hey, we have a rule of law. This is how our system works. It doesn't work that way. If you want it to work that way, go to the country where they do it that way. Don't do it here. But as I say in my book, we have had a string of kings since Andrew Jackson, our very first Democratic president, who actually exercised powers well outside the boundaries of the Constitution. And if you want to know what those things were, then you can get my book. The ebook is dirt cheap, especially what you're getting out of it. But let me go on to, you know, some lighter things in the news that I think would help at least give you my perspective on some of these things. I'm not sure if you heard, but there was a dual witness of a UFO sighting by two, I guess, different pilots. and I will tell you that if you really look at this UFO thing, I'm not convinced that we're not being manipulated by Hollywood, because I think that there's been plenty of training and propaganda thrown in from Hollywood and everything else that we're going to be attacked by some UFOs. But I think the Bible tells us that in the last days, you know, the whole world will witness, you know, there'll be an awakening or a sign given to all in the heavens. And so are we that close to a point where, when, you know, we're being prepared to basically rise up against that sign in heaven? And maybe is that what that is? I honestly think that there are reasons why we get the same kind of message and propaganda from different types of articles and different mediums and sources, whether they be music, whether they be Hollywood, whether they be the news media, politics, science, what have you. It seems like they're always agreeing, at least those are within the secular progressive agenda. Secondly, before I run out of time, Bill Cosby's trial looks like it's going to take another run at the man. And I really find this sad that here's a guy that when he finally got his life around and, you know, stepping up into a, let's say, a conservative mind model, and he started taking on Jesse Jackson and so forth, it took him a little while to finally convince some people in his past to probably, you know, try to make up charges or what have you. And I'm not involved in the case, so I don't know all the evidence, but I will say this, that it is not irony, because look at Bill Clinton. I'll tell you what, if Bill Clinton all of a sudden turned his back on the progressive agenda and started becoming a real conservative, they would be marching forward all sorts of people to destroy that man, just like they're doing to Bill Cosby, because all of a sudden he got moral character and he started dismantling the poverty paradigms within the black community and basically saying, hey, look, it's not their fault. It's our fault. We're the ones that have abandoned our culture and our values and so forth. Bring back, you know, full families and bring back husbands into the homes and raise your kids right. I mean, what's wrong with that kind of message? And then all of a sudden, he's where he is. If you're looking for a sign of corruption and hypocrisy, there's this agent that apparently leaked out the FBI biases. Well, he's under arrest right now. But Comey, who we all know has leaked information to the press, he's still running around. Isn't that irony that we're allowing Comey and some of these others that we knew were leakers to actually run around while they went after this guy that disclosed the biases? I find that, you know, a true paradox. And some kind of good news, if you haven't heard, and hopefully this moves forward, it grows legs, but it seems like the U.S. is capping how much we're going to be spending out of the U.N. And my perspective is that's not good enough. I think we need to hold Trump to his promise, his campaign promise of getting rid of the U.N. I would finally rest a little better when we finally say, hey, shut this thing down and get it out of here. You've got 30 days to vacate. And actually get rid of the UN and basically void our contract or whatever little obligations, because we're not obligated to stay in it. It has definitely drifted well away from any of its original intents, and they knew exactly what they were doing by doing that. And so they have violated the contract based on the merits of what we signed it for, and we can leave it at any point in time. We were not obligated to have to stay in. We could even, by our own admission, actually leave, and so our commission. Anyway, that's it for the show. I am G.R. Mobley. This is Reclaiming the Republic, and I will be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. See you then.